Good morning and welcome to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. I'm your host, Michael Detweiler. Today, my guest is Dr. Michael Torrence. He is the president of Motlow State Community College and somebody I call a good friend. I got to know Dr. Torrence when I was working for Congressman Black, and he was at Vol State. And we ran into each other at an event. I liked his shoes. We started talking, and next thing you know, we hit it off. And I think we've been buddies ever since. He may have a different opinion of that. Dr. Torrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me this morning, Michael. And I absolutely have the same sentiments that, you know, we were fast friends. And sometimes it is all about the shoes.
It is. And so Dr. Torrence literally outdresses me every time I see him, okay? If he's in casual clothing or like work clothing.
We just have to look at this. This is my uniform.
We all have our uniforms. So he has on sharp shoes today. I have on Skechers. So I just want everybody to know that. Tell us about Michael Torrence, because we were talking off air, and I can't believe after these last 7 or 8 years, I don't know this story, but tell us where home started for you and where you grew up, and, you know, give us the Michael Torrence bio here.
So the quick and dirty version is that born and raised in Richmond, Virginia on the south side, went to school in South Richmond. Elementary, middle, preschool.
Sure.
Pretty much affiliated with the Baptist Church. My grandfather, aunts and uncles, cousins were deacons.
Okay.
In one of the churches there. So a lot of time spent Wednesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays, going through Bible camps and things like that.
So the rule is meet and eat, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. Covered dishes and things like
do what you ask. Don't do what you see others do.
That's right.
Pretty much. as I got into middle school, we moved out further on the border where it was a lot of growth.
Okay.
Very similar and akin to what's happening in the state of Tennessee around there. Just lots of growth in businesses and industry coming. So finishing up school at Meadowbrook High School, where Mike Sutton, who was the former head coach at Tennessee Technological University, that's where we first crossed paths,
and
the story gets better and better because he's still around and in my life, helping me to this day.
That's great.
Along the way, then you know, like everybody, trying to figure out, well, what do I do next? What do I want to do with myself?
Sure.
And having that figment of imagination that I was taller than I actually was, and better than I actually was at my chosen sport, playing basketball. So things didn't go the way that I wanted them to. And as we say, we talk about whose plan is really the plan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was trying to follow my plan instead of the plan that was set for me.
Amen.
I ended up not going. I spent a year in school, and then I went to the Air Force.
Okay.
Where I grew up and got much needed framing of discipline.
Sure.
Not that I was undisciplined, but got framing of discipline. And decided I still wanted to come back and participate in athletics in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I wanted to be a nurse. I thought that I was going to come back and finish nursing school. But I had a conversation with my coach at the time, Scott Nagy, who's at Wright State right now.
Okay.
And he said, well, what's more important, you know, nursing or, you know, being a part of this, a member of this family? And, mm-hmm. and that's important. You know, that's an important caveat. That's been a theme throughout my life, being a part of this family.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, being a part of this family is more important. You know, there are other things that I'm interested in. So I'm an English major. And so that's how this journey in academia began.
Wow.
Dr. Carl Owens, I met him the second day after Coach Sutton became the head coach here at Tennessee Tech. And he talked to me about what the future could hold. Just after a brief conversation, we didn't know each other. We had a quick chat, and he said, there are other things that you may consider or should consider doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the more and more time I spent with him, the more and more I could see what he was talking about. And it goes back to that idea of family, right? Mm-hmm. Coach Sutton had gotten me here, and I had met Dr. Owens and then Dr. McGee.
Sure.
And then Mark Burnett.
Yes.
And then the snowball just started to happen. And the next thing I know, I was in the PhD program.
There you go.
Finished
all,
that.
All giants in, at Tennessee Tech. You know,
wow.
Everybody you just mentioned there.
Yes, yes. And I'm happy to say that I hope that I'm carrying the legacy forward. For Dr. McGee.
Yes.
So his untimely passing.
Yes.
In the last couple of weeks. So
I actually had him on my list to interview here on the show. Wanted to talk about his books he had written and all that. And I just, that news of his passing, I couldn't believe it.
Right. Right. Unbelievable, unexpected.
Yes.
And definitely personally and professionally, but more so personally. Has left a void for me, but
sure.
I've gone through my stages, mm-hmm. and what's important is I know what he's left behind. I know
yes.
the imprint that he had on me, and I intend to carry that to the fullest extent that I'm possible and capable of doing, as he would expect.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So sorry, I didn't mean.
No. That's an important part of all
yeah,
of this.
It is.
You know,
oh,
it's one of the reasons that I came back to Tennessee after. Going over to Poland,
mm-hmm.
The Zagumnis were big supporters of mine while I was in school, Matthew, mm-hmm. As well as Lisa, as my professors. And you know, Dr. Larimore was also
yes.
a big supporter. And others, you know, that, you know, and if I didn't name you and you hear this, it's not that I forgot
you.
It's just that this is the way that the story is going today.
That's the danger in naming names,
exactly,
isn't it? Yeah,
exactly,
I hear you.
Exactly. But everyone, that takes a village to get people to a position that I'm happily to and honored to sit in today mm. as the president of Montlow State. And I understand that I didn't get here alone.
Sure.
There were lots of people who were along the way assisting
and supporting me. Lots of coaches.
Absolutely.
You know, coaching you up,
yeah.
you know, making you think that, making you think in terms of, making you use all your brain power that you could possibly use that you even didn't think that you had, and challenging you
yes.
to think bigger.
Yes, yes, and you know, one of those challenges was as a younger man, I'm sitting in Dr. Wheeler's office, and I see my future wife walk across the quad, and he's still talking to me, and I can't hear a thing he's saying.
That's right. Who is that?
Yeah, and so by introduction, you know, Dr. Wheeler quasi introduced me to my wife, Jamie,
That's
the other
great.
Dr. Torrance.
There you go, the other Dr. Torrance.
The real Dr.
That's
Torrance,
right.
You know, my boss.
That's
my
right.
Boss.
You outkicked your coverage,
oh,
right?
Every day of the week. Every day of the week. I'm the lucky one, and I know it.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know it.
I hear you.
You know, so yeah, I had an opportunity to extend my studies in Poland through relationships that my professors had, and I did my best to complete my tasks, and I had a great time while I was there, and then I came back, and Dr. McGee gave me some great advice, as well as Carl, and he said, you know, go and go someplace else, preferably above the Mason-Dixon line. Make your mistakes.
That's right.
And then come back and we'll all think you know what you're doing.
That's right. Absolutely. I hear you.
Yeah. So I listened.
So if you recognize the voice, it's Dr. Michael Torrance. Dr. Torrance is the president of Motlow State Community College. So you had to go above the Mason-Dixon line to make your mistakes.
Absolutely. Don't let the mistakes trickle down below it. No one
you.
Needs to know about those things.
That's right.
So you know, listen to wisdom. And that's what I've done with the comments and commentary of people who've already lived this.
Sure.
And been in the academy for 4 or 5 decades.
Wow.
So we go up, and I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm living there, and Jamie and I get married. We have children. You know, my daughter is 21 and graduates in a couple of weeks from Tennessee Tech.
That's hard.
Chemical engineering degree.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I remember when she was belly button height. You know?
Wow.
And my son, we moved back here when he was 5, so he's now 13.
Yes.
And time just flies. But we're happy to be back here. And that sense of belongingness and in family continues, as I said before, it resonates. So of all the places we could have lived, we could have lived closer to Vol State in Gallatin in Nashville. But we came back here. There's a sense of place here for both me and Jamie. And I think my children really, really enjoy, as much as they may complain, well, you know, we don't have all the amenities in Nashville.
We don't have this, we don't have that.
And, you know, you don't understand it until you can understand it, that you need to appreciate the bucolic nature of the Upper Cumberland. The people, good, bad, right, left. You know, it takes us all to make this thing spin. And good things are happening.
It is. And I just, the growth is blowing me away. People coming in from other areas recognizing, you know, what we have here. It's okay not to have every amenity. It's not that far away. If you need certain things, we're 80 miles, you know, one way, 100 miles the other way, and 90 miles south.
Exactly. So, 53 minutes from my house to get to the airport.
There you go. So it's an easy drive. You're listening to Dr. Michael Torrence. He is the president of Motlow State Community College. In our latter segments, we're going to talk about the school and what's going on there. I know you all have
a lot of good things.
A lot of good things going on. They have multiple campuses. You're listening to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. My guest this morning, Dr. Michael Torrence, president, I love saying that, president of Motlow State Community College.
I still ask people to just call me Michael.
That's right. That's right. Hail to the chief here. So when we went to the break, we were talking about your going to Motlow State. Tell us that process. I mean, I don't think most people have an understanding unless they've served on a committee,
right?
You know, impaneled to go find the next leader of their school. How does that work?
Well, I would say it's intensive.
Yes, sir.
It usually takes between 3 and 6 months of preparation, writing letters,
sure,
and making sure that you speak to the request and expectations of the job description, and more importantly, do you think you fit at that institution?
Sure.
And you know, and it's any business, right, Michael?
Right.
Do
you fit there? Can you see yourself there? Right.
And I could see myself still in Tennessee, at a place of higher education in Tennessee, but it needed to be the right place. And
sure,
for me, this is the right place.
That's the right place. So then looking at, for instance, Dr. Faulkner's retirement up at Ball State, you know, sister institution. So they're now in that process with August, you know, being his retirement date. I'm sure they're working through the kind of the same steps in terms of, you know, casting their net and seeing, you know, what candidates are out there and looking at internal candidates, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so the beautiful thing about our system is that we have lots of great people prepared and I think ready to take the next step. It really comes down to, do they feel that they fit? And right. will the organization feel that they fit? And, you know, the writing in response to the prompts that are going to be requested from the search group.
Sure.
Then the several interviews that they'll have to go through, phone interviews, and then if you make it to the next round, and then the next round, and then ultimately getting on campus, hopefully, sure. depending on how this goes, right, with the, what we're in right now in the pandemic.
Sure.
But getting in front of people and seeing if it feels right. You know, I think part of leadership is connecting. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm very relational with
people. Yes, you are. No. I totally agree with that, because in our working together, attending similar events, mm-hmm. you're not a wallflower. You work the room.
Yes.
You make a point to get to know people. It's not superficial.
Right.
It's not any of that. And so that, I think that's a lot of why you and I connected, was because we were just genuinely curious about what each other did.
Right.
And of course we had a lot of the same stakeholders that we dealt with.
Yes.
In your position at Vol State and my position with the congressman, that we had a lot of similar people we had to see.
Yes. And it makes sense if you find great joy in what you're doing. And I do.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Be passionate about it.
Absolutely.
Yes. And that rubs off on your team.
Yes.
Too. You know,
it's contagious.
It is contagious. Well, as a leader, you're going to be contagious. It just depends on what it is.
Right. What kind of virus do you want to
That's
be?
Right. What are you spreading?
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. And so if you're passionate about what you do, it's going to spread amongst your team.
Yeah. So I still get up every day excited, and I communicate that across our entire college and within our community and across communities.
Sure.
In any opportunity we have to engage with anyone thinking about making this their place.
Sure.
You know, placemaking is really important. And thinking about the ways in which we can assist and support their endeavors, whether they be small mom and pops or, you know, large corporate headquarters.
Sure.
That's what we're about.
So you're listening to Dr. Michael Torrence. He is the president of Motlow State Community College. So in the next 4 minutes, take me through just a single day. So how many campuses do you all have?
Five and online.
So in a typical week, are you seeing all campuses or no?
Prior to COVID, yes.
Prior to COVID, yes. Okay. So in a typical day, so on a Monday, you may get up and drive to Smyrna, for instance.
No, there's a schedule. I'm on a schedule.
Okay.
I'm on a schedule.
You're on a schedule every single day.
Every single day, I'm on a schedule. So Monday's more. Tuesday would be Smyrna. Okay. Wednesday is always McMinnville, Warren
yes,
County.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Thursday would be Smyrna and or Nashville, or business meetings, depending on workforce engagement. And then Friday, back to Moore County and touchdown in Fayetteville.
Wow.
So to see everybody every week, I think it's important that no one feels that they're left out.
Yes.
And that they're
He doesn't come to our campus because it's so
exactly.
far away kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. And we are all connected. We are a mycenaical kind of, you know, thinking about the roots of a tree or a forest, it's all connected. So to not support one area, sometimes it's as simple as showing up. And, you know, growing up in the South, we recognize that what do your friends do? What
sure.
do good leaders do?
Sure.
What do good people in the community do? They simply show up.
Right.
Have a cup of coffee, have a
right.
chat. How's it going?
Sure.
How can I help? And it always, always leads to strong, supportive relationships that build on other opportunities for the college, and more importantly, for our students and employees. So when we get back to a space where we can move around, I'll resume that. And we've strengthened our team over this last year. So there are going to be EVPs, executive vice presidents and vice presidents, as well as deans who have responsibilities at those locales, because no one person should or ought to have to do everything.
Sure.
And not that I did.
Sure.
It is a collective. But we want to verify and frame for everyone. Okay, you live closest here. Let's do this for this semester. And next semester, we're going to have you go touch down for a day in the week at another location.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense for everyone not to know the organization. You have to know it.
Sure. Absolutely. You have to catch that vision.
Absolutely.
Something you mentioned that I think is really important is that what I heard you say is basically caring about what others' issues are and helping solve that.
Right.
Is that what I heard?
Yes. That's correct. You know, the mission for community colleges and post-secondary education in general, mm-hmm. and I believe that post-secondary education is any kind of education
correct.
That you receive after you graduate with a HiSET, GED,
sure.
or high school diploma, depending on what people want to call it and what
sure.
they're familiar with. But anything that you learn post not having to go to
sure.
a brick-and-mortar school for 7.5 hours a day is post-secondary education.
Mm-hmm.
It's formal training with technical colleges and community colleges. You know, therefore, what we're looking to do is simply provide pathways
yes.
for transfer. And I'm super excited about providing pathways for workforce development. And that's really important.
That's
giving people
great.
A skill where they can have
that's
a livable wage.
So when we come back in our third and final segment, we will talk about that in terms of how Motlo prepares you either A, for the workforce, or B, if you're planning on moving on to the four-year university, and how Motlo helps you get there. You're listening to Dr. Michael Torrence. He is the president of Motlo State Community College, and this is Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. Welcome back to Local Matters here on News Talk 94.1. I'm Michael Detweiler, and my guest today is Dr. Michael Torrence.
Yes,
he
sir.
Is the president of Motlo State Community College. And we were talking about, before we went to the break, about the different types of students that you have that come there for the different reasons, you
right.
know, where they're going, what is their next step after completing you know, their coursework there at Motlo. Can you kind of go over the different types and kind of where they go?
Sure. I mean, so we serve everyone. Community is not just the moniker in the name of Motlo State Community College.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the students who are going to receive Tennessee Promise.
Yes.
So it's about the students who's going to receive Tennessee Reconnect.
Sure.
In the
where they're
centers.
Coming back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Little known communication about Tennessee Strong, which
okay.
supports National Guards persons that are
right.
interested in post-secondary credentialing as well. Additionally, the short-term courses and micro-credentialing, as I mentioned earlier, that business and industry need
sure.
and look for so that they don't have to stopgap some of their employees or have a lot of downtime on their shop floors, where someone can come in and now virtually, you know, we can do
mm-hmm.
these things virtually as well as on site, where we come to you.
Right.
Versus you coming to us. We create spaces for that training to take place so that we cover the gamut.
Sure.
And we're realizing that the further back we go, we started an engagement with elementary schools called 50 Stories, 50 Stops to begin having conversations around Dolly Parton's idea of literacy
sure.
and promoting
sure.
literacy. So going to 50 schools a year and reading to third, fourth, fifth graders.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, introducing them to advanced technological devices such as VR headsets.
Sure.
Not just for the specificity of playing games, but to introduce them to the platforms and say, hey, do you have an idea? You want to build an application?
Yes.
Do you want to code? Do you want to program? Do you want to be a systems analyst? Have you ever thought about these as the job of the future? Which it is. It's not even the job of the future. It's the job of today.
Mm-hmm.
And this coincides with some of the requests that young people who are 10 years old and 11 years old expect. They ask, do you have a Twitch coder program?
They know these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, exactly. They know
well,
these things.
I'll tell you, my son is 11 in fifth grade. He loves code.org. Going on there, and he is really focused as a fifth grader right now on engineering and eventually wanting to design automobiles.
Wow.
So that's kind of where his brain has landed, he's incredibly strong in math. He's taken an advanced math classes there at Avery Trace. Jason Summers is the yes. teacher there that really challenges the kids, and he loves it. I mean, it is he is so motivated by this advanced math, yeah. and so I kind of wish he was motivated with his other classes. if any of his teachers are listening,
that's the kind of way it goes sometimes.
That's right. That's right. But he really loves this math part of it. So.
You know, they say, you know, math is the key that unlocks the universe. And then conversely, it is the artist that needs to explain what the scientist sees.
Wow.
You know, so
that's good stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's apt. good stuff. So you're working with that age group, like you said, third, fourth, and fifth. What do you see when you have these VR headsets on, not just for games, but what other applications could you see this being used
for? So think about our industry needs across the state of Tennessee.
Sure.
Specifically, Upper Cumberland looks at automotive.
Heavy.
And engineering.
Yes.
Also IT,
mm-hmm.
as well as hospitality and tourism.
Sure.
Logistics and supply chain management. Construction.
Yes.
So lines persons, you know, people who go up and make sure that when the storms come through that we can stand up, not just generators, but get our lines back up so people can resume their lives as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea behind creating these digital twins or scapes within the virtual spaces, it saves costs for production. It saves cost for material.
Mm-hmm.
And it provides an extended learning. Because I still believe that the most important engagement is people to people.
It is.
But we need to utilize the platforms that we have as we advance and emerge our technological aspects and acumens to engage with us beyond the space. And oh, I only have 5 hours to do this. Okay, you can take this home.
Yes.
And you can keep
here.
Learning on it.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I think, you know, looking, of course, in, you know, elementary on up into the high schools, that some counties were well prepared. I wouldn't say well prepared. They were prepared for something like a pandemic in
right.
terms of virtual learning. You know, I think about the work that Sam Brooks has done yeah. here with Putnam County Schools, and then some weren't. And so they've really had to adjust and everything else. I don't think any of us were fully prepared for that. How could you be?
How could you be?
Exactly.
No, vital. Sam's program in Putnam County that allows for online learning to take place is something that, you know, in my humble opinion, as a parent.
Sure.
Because I don't want to endorse anything with someone, but as a parent,
yes.
I would say that this is a model. Not the model, but
right.
it is a model.
It is a model.
That could be
right.
replicated so that if something like this is to happen again, we could be better prepared.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know if we're even prepared.
I hear you.
It's just we could be better prepared. So
absolutely. So in the remaining 5.5 minutes that we have here to visit, kind of, you know, talk about the future. I mean, what about yourself? I mean, what's next for Michael Torrance?
Well, my focus has always been and will continue to be, because I don't know that I'll solve this question for the rest of my life, and that is, how does the vertical integration of technology improve the human condition?
Sure.
As much as I love technology, and others have given me the moniker of a futurist and a technologist, people are still the most important.
Well, they are
component of everything that I get to do every day.
Yeah.
And I get to do it. It's not
right.
I do it. I
right.
get to do
I
it.
Get
so
to
I'm,
do
I'm,
it.
I'm very humbled by the opportunities that are in front of me, and so for me. The pivot now, as we've put in a great infrastructure at Motlow State, we've created continual relationships that I think will continue to blossom, that are legacy kind of relationships. It's not going to matter if someone who's in K-12 or a teacher is in that classroom. These relationships that we're building will be longitudinal. They'll be generational. And that's
sure.
what I really hope for. So as much as we've focused on technology and putting those things together, it is the humanities and the critical thinking that I think should continue to be focused on. But I really want to focus on our institution and our employees.
Mm-hmm.
The again, back to that idea of the community college, my focus going forward is us.
Mm-hmm.
How do I help the person who is a faculty member who has aspirations on moving into administration
sure.
or utilizing the skill set that they've developed over their educational attainment to become an entrepreneur, to talk to them about a pro forma, to talk to them about what a business plan looks like.
Sure.
How does that staff member see him or herself, not just as a job at our institution, but this is a career.
Sure.
There is room for me to grow here. So that's what I'm focused on next. That's what's next on my agenda for the next 3 years, because we accelerated through COVID and the 5-year thoughts and plans that I had. You know what they say, be careful of the plans that
that's
you make.
That's right.
The 5-year plans I had, we've achieved those things already.
Yes.
So it's time for us to retool.
Yes.
And think about, how do we make sure that everyone is prepared to operate successfully, competently, for the students that are coming and for the business and industry that want to look at us as partners potentially. And that leads me to the wonderful conversation that I just had before I came over to come on the show, and that was, we were engaging with Waterford Institute of Technology over in Ireland. And as everyone is aware, if they're Tennesseans, they know where Jack Daniel is, and we have the great responsibility and relationship of being bequeathed by Senator Rager Motlow, the land that built Motlow in 69. So creating relationships through spirits, culinary arts, looking at advancing our mechatronics and robotics and AI initiatives. You know, people ask all the time, you're a community college. And I said, yes, but we never put just.
Just in front of anything.
We are a place of post-secondary attainment that serves a need, not a niche, but serves a need for Tennesseans. And we want to keep doing that. We want to keep partnering with places like Tennessee Tech, MTSU, APSU, TSU, and others. So I'm pretty excited about what that's going to look like another couple years from now.
So let's talk about, we got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about Tennessee Reconnect. So let's say somebody's sitting out there listening to this show. They're 45. They never went to college. They're sitting there at their age going, man, that's a goal I did not attain, and I want to do that. I mean, Motlow and Vol State and the others, I mean, that program's a big deal to them, to bring in those folks who, for whatever reason, during that time in their life, could have been a maturity, could have been a job, whatever.
Family
responsibilities that they couldn't go. And so do you see students who come from that program? And do you have I'm throwing this at you without asking you. Obviously, there's some success stories out there with this, right?
Right. So I'm writing an article that I hope gets published after we communicate internally what our return to campus plans are. And we're going to have a conversation about that on Friday. So it's always important to share what you're going to do as an institution with your institution before you send it out publicly.
Before it goes out.
That's a smart thing to do. So what we know is that with Tennessee Reconnect, I have a 73-year-old person graduating this coming a couple of weeks.
And no kidding.
I couldn't be more thrilled. So in the article, I talk about, we move people to where they want to be from the age of 8 to 80.
Wow.
And that's a reality for us.
Is.
And Tennessee Reconnect does that for us.
Wow. 73 years of age. That's a celebration right there. That's amazing. Well, my friend, I wish we had 3 hours to chat about this.
We could talk forever.
We could. We really could. I sincerely appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You have heard from Dr. Michael Torrence. He is the president of Motlow State Community College. We thank you for joining us here on Local Matters on News Talk 94.1.